Okay, so correspondence with Dave Eggers. So, you, and if you'll also read the like, you know, email stuff.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read this paragraph here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple pages long, so you...
Ooh.
I hope that's okay.
Well, I mean, I have 100 pages to read on my book, but I'll...
I know.
Okay, real
well,
quick.
We got some tea with... we got some throat coat and some honey and some lemon.
Also, the... What is it? Some, just a case of champagne in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, that's for me.
Okay. All right. Correspondence with Dave Eggers.
I just read that part. Oh, so go ahead.
Okay. From Dave Eggers to David Cross. Subject: regarding forwarding you versus David Cross, maybe. Hello, David. It's me, Dave Eggers, of the San Francisco Eggers. I came to your show in San Francisco and pestered you about your pants. Do you remember me? I was there with my wife, Caitlin, to whom you were very attentive, and our nephew, Utley, who is a big, big fan of yours. Anywho, I understand you're going to be in London for the month of August doing stand-up at the Soho Theater. I know this because I have been contacted by The Guardian UK, it's a left-wing rag, about doing an interview with you. Does this, quote, float your boat, unquote? Get back to me and I'll fill you in. Thanks, Dave. Is that okay? Is that about
Yeah, that's
his
great.
Voice?
You actually, that's, she sounds exactly like him. That's amazing.
Awesome. Okay. Okay. Continue? Okay.
From David Cross to Dave Eggers, regarding you versus David Cross, maybe. Hey, Dave, do I remember you? The owner of the club was freaking out and practically hyperventilating over you. He made everybody wait while he had his girlfriend go home and get his copy of The Staggering Heart for you to sign. How could I forget? Anyway, I'm up for whatever you want to do with this interview thing. How should we go about it? Do you just want to send me some questions through email and I'll answer them accordingly? Should they be serious? Stuff about John Major's involvement with the Carlyle Group or MI6's supposed snuff film studio? Or should they be light? Questions about my days in the kibbutz or what my favorite British comedies are? Let me know. David Cross.
From Dave Eggers to David Cross. Subject: regarding forwarding you versus David Cross, maybe. Hi, David. I've been in Suriname, SP, doing an article about the black market banana leaf trade. Fascinating and dangerous stuff, to be sure. I spoke to Nona about your idea for an interview to be put through the Babelfish engine, and she has advised me against it. They would rather have a straight interview. Here's a few starter questions. As a two-time Mr. Olympia, are you worried about staying fit in London? I'm not sure if they have gyms or weights or anything like that there. They do have tanning beds, though. I think I first became aware of your comedy when you did that National Fiends of Funny tour with Gallagher and Jimmy Walker. You did some great impressions, just dead on, of E.T. and of Dana Carvey doing the church lady. That last one was my favorite, because I think impressions are so funny. I sit there and marvel at how much you, David Cross, can sound like someone else. I'm laughing or sort of quietly chuckling just thinking about it. To me, this is comedy. Will you still be doing zany impressions? And what about the bit where you dress up as a piece of feces with Nazi sympathies? I'm off to Melbourne to judge a shark carving contest. This is for real. I'll explain later. Email me with some answers. Looking forward to your reply. Daggers.
From David Cross to Dave Eggers. Dave, well, it seems as if we have started. In answer to your rather impertinent question of, quote, staying fit, unquote, your words, not mine, in London, one does not get to be literally crowned Mr. Olympia once, let alone twice in 3 years, without rigid self-discipline and a steely reserve. Fish and chips at 3 a.m. after 9 pints of warmish ale and 3 shots of tequila? Perhaps once or twice just to indulge in the local culture, but certainly no more than 3 or 4 times or 5 times. I'm not one to stub my nose at my host, so, to be polite, I would submit to this kind of activity if necessary to maintain good relations. Other than that, it would be my usual routine of up every morning at 5:15 a.m., vomit, drink 3 raw quail eggs, run around in a circle with weights taped to my chest for half an hour, and then back to bed until noon. If there are no weights in London, then I will use appliances that are approximate in weight. Surely they have toasters there. Isn't toast an old English word? As for the Fiends of Funny Tour, originally titled the Friends of Funny Tour until a typo went undiscovered and the press had already gone out, that's pretty much where I cut my teeth. I was a young, brash upstart and learned some invaluable lessons at the feet of the masters. Jimmy Walker taught me the importance of delusion, and when I needed it most, Gallagher lent me his portable generator for my What If God Was a Chinese Woman bit. I won't be reprising too much of the old material, although, let's face it, people love to hear other people sound like even other people, so I may dip into some classic impressions. Woody Allen is Pinochet in heaven, because today's audiences demand it. I have been asked by The Independent if I will be doing my world-famous What If Eddie Izzard Wore a Suit bit that I performed for the Queen shortly before one of her many liposuction surgeries. The answer is maybe. I'm going to ignore your transparent attempt at baiting me the question about the Kristallnacht poo sketch that you know very well was co-written by me, yes, but performed solo by Ray Romano. Anything else, or can I go now? David.